Time now for wild gardening with our very own wild gardener, Carol Andrews. She's the president of the Wild Ones Minnesota Arrowhead chapter, and she's got ideas about native plants for your yard and garden. Wild gardening with Carol Andrews Monday morning here on Northland Morning. Talking to Carol a little bit before we went on the air kind of reminds me that radio is very similar to sausage making and law making. You kind of don't want to know too much about the process. It may upset you. Carol, why in the world did you do the show in a towel one morning?
So 3 years
and
ago.
And why telling me now, right before we go on the air? Go ahead.
3 years ago when I first started doing wild gardening, which is not every Monday morning. It's every other Monday morning.
Right.
So besides Monday morning, you know, especially not being a morning person, maybe not always being on top of my game for what's going on, about the third show, I was going about my normal morning routine, getting ready for work, taking a shower. Got out of the shower, phone was ringing. I thought, well, what the heck, I ought to pick it up, I suppose. So I went out in my towel, and you said, good morning, sunshine, are you ready for radio?
And you went, oh, that's right.
And this is a wild, that was the wildest of the wild gardening shows. So moving right along.
Talking to you on the air is sort of like talking to Dan Hanger on the air. It's, you never really know. It's and which is also like a box of chocolates because you never really know what you're going to get. Dan's guy went on the air with us one morning and announced, I'm in my pajamas.
All right. That's good. That's I like the chocolates.
I love radio. Okay.
So in honor of Sustainability Week, what could be more sustainable than gardening with native plants, right?
Excellent point.
So, and in case 5 minutes every other week is not enough for somebody to get their fix on what they want to know about putting more native plants in their yard, I thought I would put out some reminders and talk about a website I've been really using a lot lately, but reminders as to my recommendations as to where to get more information,
okay,
ranging from the books to in-person. So if you're a bookie person like you, Lisa,
right,
and you want it in hand, in print, I've mentioned this about every other week, but Douglas Tallamy is the author of Bringing Nature Home, How You Can Sustain Wildlife with Native Plants. And basically the main point of the whole book, which is written by an entomologist, not a landscaper, although he has a later book on that where he co-wrote it with a landscaper that gets more into design. But gardeners can slow the rate of extinction by planting native plants. And so what he's telling people is, if, you know, obviously growing vegetables and fruit and things at home is a very sustainable gardening thing to do. But when we're picking plants that are exotic, that are from Japan, Korea, whatever, to plant in our yards, pretty much it's for our own benefit, for our own beauty and our own challenge. And that's okay as long as they don't take off and spread. But if you can carve out 10, 20, 80, 100% of your yard to share with native plants and share to help prevent extinction of the insects and the pollinators and all that, that's the way to go. So that book tells why you need to do it, but all sorts of other interesting tidbits. But if you don't have time to read a whole book, you could go to the Wild Ones website, which is just wildones.org, and search for Doug Tallamy, and you should be able to get to the two-page version of the whole book, which I like. I even put it in Christmas cards one year. So especially if you're trying to convince your church or your garden or your partner that you want to put more native plants at home, look for that. It's an article called Gardening for Life on the Wild Ones website. The Wild Ones website also, you can click around chapters, get to Arrowhead and see what's going on in person. But another really cool website I've been using a lot lately is MinnesotaWildflowers.org, which again is very easy to remember, just MinnesotaWildflowers.org. And the woman and people who have been working on that are up to 950 species of wildflowers, and it includes both the natives and the non-native plants. So if you're finding something in your yard and you don't know what it is, I like that they include both because it might be a noxious weed, and it will tell you that, like eradicate or what the status is, or if it's a native plant, it'll tell you cool things about it. I was just looking up the native one of the native clematis, virgin's bower, last night, and it gives some neat hints about growing it and what kind of soils it tolerates and things like that.
Well, as long as we're on the topic, yeah, the beautiful, beautiful, deep purple deadly nightshade that I have growing in my yard, is that native or non-native?
Non-native, and that's funny because that was the vine listed next to the Clematis virginiana under vines. So if you go to minnesotawildflowers.org, and it's meant to be an online version of a key guidebook of a bird, flower guidebook. So, you know, it's divided, and it's also meant to be used by ordinary people. You don't have to have a degree in plants and horticulture to use it. So look up, go to that site and look up vines and let me know if you find it.
Well, and then you need to try to figure out why the people who lived at your house previously planted deadly nightshade.
But right, although there's
another story
called, deadly nightshade. So make sure you have the right thing. Maybe it's a deadly nightshade native of some sort, you know, unless you're using the Latin name. It could be different things, but deadly is usually not a good word. So there's the website.
It just depends on who you want in your backyard and who you don't. I'm just saying.
Well,
go ahead.
We're turning this into a murder mystery now.
Yes, indeed.
And lastly, in person, of course, there's Wildlands programs. We'll be starting up in September at Hartley Nature Center. We just had a great yard tour last week at one of our members' houses. So if you're interested in Wildlands programs, shoot us an email, and you can get to us through the wildlands.org website or call Hartley. Look for that. But also look for us at the Harvest Fest so I can end. Oh, I got to point out, too, though. Actually, one other thing, designwithnatureconference.org. If you want to go in person to a conference with tons of good speakers, that's on the cities every February. So designwithnatureconference.org. They have their own website. It's an annual thing. But otherwise, look for us at the Harvest Fest.
Fantastic. And you'll have the opportunity to talk to Carol a little bit more about wild plants, sustainable gardening, and her towel. It's all coming up at the Harvest Festival. And
look for me at 4:45 at the Rose Garden tonight if you're somebody who likes to bike in Duluth.
Right.
We have a bike ride. 4:45 Rose Garden.
All right. And we'll be talking about that a little bit later this morning here on Northland Morning. Carol, thanks a million for joining us.
Awesome.
Carol Andrews is the president of the Wild Ones Minnesota Arrowhead chapter. She's got ideas about native plants and a whole bunch of other stuff every other Monday right here on 103.3 KUMD.